I know 2020 was a tough year for Green Mountain and everybody across the board, but you had a great senior class from the year before, and you were in the process of breaking in a ton of newcomers last year, and then COVID hit, so it was kind of a crazy year for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy year. You know, the previous year we went to the state semifinals, and we did graduate a great class. You know, three of those kids are still playing college football right now, and Trey Townsend, he's at Mesa, and actually J.J. Armstrong just enrolled at CSU Pueblo, so he was a senior for us last year. We have Ian De La Vara out at Mesa as well, but it ended up being a crazy year. You know, we started off pretty fast. We won our first three, and then we were in a tough one with Palisade and Evergreen, and then the quarantine hit us, and all of our seniors just about got quarantined, and it was an opportunity for our younger guys, our freshmen, our sophomores, to get some experience. So that was the bright side of it, and you know, just it was a little tough there that second half, but you know, we had Chatfield on the ropes, and you know, we didn't finish the way we wanted to, but you know, still, I think we got a lot of good experience, and looking forward to this year.
Yeah, have you seen that experience from the younger kids pay some dividends here, depending on when you had camp and your first couple of days of workouts here?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're seeing some progress. You know, honestly, Kevin, we've got three seniors on our program, and one just transferred here from another high school. So we're young, and everyone says they're young, but we really are young. Across the board, we do see it paying off, the experience they got last year. But, you know, I told our team our number one objective right now is maturity. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that we want to work on in terms of our preparation, in terms of our mindset, you know, and then we believe the football will come along. But, you know, we're really focused on being intentional with growing these young kids and really working on just turning this team into a mature team.
Yeah, and you're going to have to become physical right out of the gate because Monarch, you know, they'll test you from a manhood standpoint. Holy Family and Pueblo South also on your preseason or pre-league schedule. So your kids are going to have to mature quite quickly, I would think.
Yeah, our philosophy, I mean, you know, we have a vision of being the best in everything we do, and we want to compete to be the best in the state. And, we're, you know, I think it's in our best interest to schedule the best teams, and that's exactly what we did. You know, we got Pueblo South, like you said, and Monarch and Holy Family, and we've got Golden and Stanley Lake as our other two non-conference. So we're either playing 4A teams or we're playing and better playoff teams or teams that have gone deep in the playoffs, have recently won, you know, even state championships. You can go back to, I think it's 2014 with Monarch. They were state champ, or maybe it's 2012. And then Pueblo South did it in 2017, and they've been to the dance now every time, just about, that they've been in 3A. So, you know, it's going to be a test every week, but we want to have it any other way.
All right. Where do you look at your team as far as strengths are concerned right now? And again, I know it's very early in the preseason, but I'm sure you have a good grasp of your roster. What are some of your strengths right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, we've got some strength up front on both sides of the ball. You know, we have a lot of kids that have some really some size that we haven't had here in a while. And so we're looking forward to utilizing that. We also have some, you know, we have some dynamic skill players that were playing last year as sophomores. So we're looking forward to seeing those kids perform. And then, you know, those same kids are probably going to be helping us on defense. As well, you know, we've got a couple other outside linebackers that we're really excited about. And I tell you what, I feel like we got a stable of running backs, a stable of guys that can get the ball. You know, so as long as we can play smart football and we give ourselves a chance to win, you know, I'm looking forward to the way it's going to go this season.
And on the flip side, weakness. You kind of mentioned youth. Is that kind of the sticking point for you right now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, we've got the talent. You know, we've got the talent with this young guys. Now it's up to us as coaches to get them up to the standard in terms of their belief and their faith and what they're doing and their team. And, you know, it's every year it's like, okay, you got to look at your team and say, all right, what do we need to do? And we know we need to really get them to believe in themselves and their team and their teammates. And it's, you know, the sooner that happens, I think we're going to start being, you know, we'll start see, liking the, we'll start appreciating the product that, we have out on the field.
Gotcha. And I'll leave you with this, Coach. We kind of talked off air, and I kind of mentioned, are you close to being normal again? Are we back to normal football? You said you're on campus really for the first time in 2 years because of all the stuff going on.
Yeah. You know, last year we had COVID, but we also had construction here, so we weren't practicing here. So it feels normal for us right now. You know, we don't have the screenings that we used to do. We don't have to wear the mask unless we're on a bus. My understanding is we're going to have spectators because it's an outside event. So it's definitely feeling normal, I would say, you know, with a few exceptions, water bottles. We don't really do any shared water bottles yet. But, yeah, it's definitely feeling normal, and I'm optimistic it's going to feel more and more normal. I think that's a key ingredient that we talk about is, you know, we're going to be optimistic that things are going to be normal and things are going to be, you know, to what we would like them to be. And if they're not, then, you know, then we just have to find a way to get through it. But, yeah, things are starting to feel more normal, and I'm hoping all the coaches around the state are feeling the same way.